Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so that the banks help. We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
Poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Bill Brandt back on the show. Bill's been with us now for more than a dozen years. He's the President and Chief Executive Officer of Development Specialist, Inc., DSI.biz is his website. He is, Bill is also a very well-known and well-connected member of the Democrat Party, the leadership there. He has a number of assignments, including local assignments in the Chicago area. As I remember, Bill, welcome back, by the way. Remind us the statewide job you have there in Illinois.
Well, for the time being, Jim, and good morning to you and your great listeners. I am still the chairman of the Illinois Finance Authority, the agency that issues the bonds in Illinois. I've got, with our change in elections, I'm coming to the end of my third term. I was hoping to get time off for good behavior or an ankle bracelet, but I may just get an outright release the way things are going.
So you're not even going to have to fight extradition or anything, are you?
Well, there's so many people who want me. That's the sad part. But you're all going to have to kind of flip a coin, you know.
So, this is because of the Illinois elected a Republican governor.
They did. They tossed out the Democratic governor, a friend of mine, for many years, and they elected a Republican governor, a gentleman I've also known for many years.
How were you surprised about that result?
No, I wasn't in the end. Not only because of the surge in Republican races around the country, but I think this particular governor, Pat Quinn, was a wonderful human being, but he was an accidental governor. You recall he succeeded because of the previous governor, Blagojevich, being convicted.
Right.
And so, I think I had a sense gnawing at me that Pat was about a year past his sell-by date, and the public wanted to change. And I think we saw that in the election in a lot of places. The public just wanted to change.
Well, isn't that the strength of America? Whether it's Republican or Democrat, isn't that something we should all celebrate, regardless of whether it was our ox that got gored or not?
I couldn't agree with you more. A Democratic congressman I used to know from Southern Florida used to tell me every so often a hurricane cleaning out, Florida Bay wasn't a bad thing. So that's it. It's about transition and new ideas. And as I said to a number of people, I've been on both ends of these blowouts over the years many times. And I've learned that evening it's neither as bad nor as good as you think it is.
Well, let's stay on this for just a second or two more, because as you know, the Republicans now have 31 governorships,
70% of them,
70%, and 70% of the state legislative chambers. Mm-hmm. And is this a hurricane or is this a weather movement, you see this as something that's going to flip around the other way, or do you see this as a trend?
I see it as something that's going to flip around the other way. I realize people look at me askance on the heels of this election, but I recall when we were back in the middle of the Bush years and Bush's policies were getting to the point where Democrats were doing wave after wave, and there was talk about how the Democratic Party was based on its structure and reach out to Hispanics was going to become the demographic party of the future. There was talk of Texas. You know, things change quickly in two or three years, and I think the difference is as long as parties do their job, they can stay in power. But people do grow tired of the same old, same old.
Well, but in some cases, and especially in the second term, the second midterm of a president, it's off. Even though politics, they say, is local, the national politics gets involved in that one an awful lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And I think
don't you think Obama's coattails were a little negative this time?
Oh yeah, as were Bush's in 06,
exactly.
As you recall,
exactly.
And Reagan's. It happens, and it's just a cycle. The next time up, as everybody points out, the Republicans have a greater number of Senate seats to defend than Democrats do. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, they also have a number of very good candidates in many of those states who will be difficult to unseat. So, I look at, we're kind of an equally divided country, and I look at that, to kind of continue around the mean of about 50% division. The Republicans will have 65% of the governors this time, maybe 48% next time. It just keeps back and forth, but we are pretty divided.
It'll be interesting to see how that works out. I've got a book that I've been thinking about for a long time. I started thinking about it with Reagan and Clinton, Bill, and the title of the book is The Irony of Presidents. How many presidents come in with a wave and long coattails and go out with the negative coattails? And it's ironic, isn't it? How they're so great for their party initially and so bad at the end.
It's like a wave hitting a beach. Yeah, all waves consume the beach, and then they all recede.
Mm-hmm. And again, I think that's something we should cherish and celebrate in America. When we come back, we're going to talk about the immigration bill and the president's executive order. I shouldn't call it the immigration bill.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.